what happened last night with A&M and UNI. It's
8 o'clock. Because it wasn't.
WTAW, College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He wants Republicans to unite around him.
I will be the most presidential president this country has ever had, except for Honest Abe Lincoln.
And today, Donald Trump will meet with nearly two dozen GOP leaders. Now, the FBI is working with the Secret Service investigating a threatening letter Donald Trump's sister got. She's a federal judge in Philadelphia. Trump's son, Eric, also got a threatening letter last week. Later today, Trump and his rival presidential candidates will address a pro-Israel gathering. Fox's Jared Halpern live at the AIPAC conference in Washington.
All three Republican candidates will address thousands of Jewish and pro-Israel voters here at the Verizon Center, a basketball and hockey arena. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton will be first up, however. She speaks later this hour in a speech expected to be an aggressive attack on the GOP frontrunner Donald Trump. Warning aides say that the next commander-in-chief must be a steady hand and not unpredictable. Dozens of rabbis and faith leaders here do plan to boycott Trump's evening speech, Dave.
Now, Jared, President Obama is in Cuba.
The president believes that this historic visit to Cuba is a win-win for both countries.
Having a U.S. embassy here means that we're able to more effectively advance our interests and our values and understand the Cuban people.
The president, in just a few hours, will meet with his Cuban counterpart, Raul Castro, where he'll press him for political reforms. The Cuban government, however, has largely ignored this effort, arresting numerous political dissidents just ahead of the president's arrival here. Traveling with the president in Havana, John Decker, Fox News.
A Durham, North Carolina police officer was shot early this morning by a suspect he'd just brought into a county jail. The officer's fine, just had minor injuries. It's not clear how the suspect got the gun. Spring may have sprung, but in Boston, like winter, shoveling quite a bit of snow. Some parts of Massachusetts could get 10 inches. Areas of New Hampshire and Maine can get a lot of snow. Too many schools in the region are closed. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve. Built to perform.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, or smoking. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. If lines are busy, try again. Dial 1-800-663-1592. That's 1-800-663-1592. 1-800-663-1592.
Much like BCS, Zwicker & Associates has been growing. They've been adding employees, and they add more things all the time that they could put into your house. Some 8,000 things now they have on file that they can put in your home to help stage it. Whether you're buying a home or selling a home, I strongly recommend that you go to Zwicker & Associates. It's ZARealestate.com. I've worked with Jen for a long time, well over 15 years now. She's been part of me buying and selling two different homes. And that's trust, because at least in my case, that's my biggest investment. Don't know about you, but if I've got that much money tied up into something, I really want to make sure I'm on good terms with the people that I'm working with. Now, Jen recommends that you sit down and interview folks, because they are going to be working with a lot of money with you when you buy or sell a home. Whether it'll be your first home or your fifth, or maybe you're looking for some investment property, Zwicker & Associates is the way to go. Contact is real easy. Go to ZARealestate.com. One more time, ZARealestate.com for Zwicker & Associates.
Easter Sunday is the last Sunday of this month on March 27th. To place orders for lilies on this special day, contact Green Teams. Green Teams gives churches a discount on all lily orders. Easter lily orders must be submitted by Monday, March 21st. To order Easter lilies, contact Susie Gallagher with Green Teams. 823-7551. That's Susie Gallagher with Green Teams. 823-7551. Green Teams.
Blint College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Lettermen's Association invite you to the 2016 Blint College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 1st at the Boswell Porter 4-H Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters LaRoche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Brenham. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online to foundation.blinn.edu or call Dr. Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
WTAW News Time is 8:05, 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. All but one of College Station's public schools are east of the freeway, but that could change with the proposed purchase of additional property at tomorrow night's board meeting.
The board agenda includes buying 41 acres on Sebesta Road, bordered by the freeway and Foxfire, for future construction. The sales price is $2.3 million. Tomorrow's agenda also includes approving a contract for additions and renovations at Consolidated Middle School and Oakwood Intermediate. The overall project cost, $5.5 million, matches the original estimate. During the board workshop, a date could be set for the next management oversight meeting to discuss construction, and administrators could receive direction on forming a committee that'll consider the next round of redrawing attendance zones. Tomorrow's College Station School Board workshop starts at 5, followed by the regular meeting at 7. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Tomorrow's Bryan City Council agenda includes a proposal to improve the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball team. This is after Bombers owner Uri Gava made a presentation to the council a month ago. Gava says the team has invested almost $1 million over the last 10 years at Nutrabolt Stadium and Cellucor Field.
And that investment includes improving the concessions, improving the restrooms, improving the concourse area, improving the field, the netting system, and the list goes on and on and on.
Tuesday's request calls for the city spending $464,000, with the Bombers reimbursing the city $139,000 over a five-year period. This would take care of everything requested during Gava's presentation, including new bleachers, replacing the outfield fence and light bulbs, a new irrigation system, and a video scoreboard. A Bryan man who was found guilty by a Brazos County District Court jury last month for beating his ex-girlfriend nearly 2 years ago is headed to prison. A visiting judge pronounced sentencing Friday for 31-year-old Ronald White, who received 40 years for breaking an eye socket of the victim and cutting her on the hand with a knife. The district attorney's office sought 50 years and White 30 years for an offense that could have resulted in a life term. This sentence will not begin until after White completes a 15-year term for burglarizing a home in 2009. According to prosecutors, White, who is 6'4" and nearly 300 pounds, said he struck and stabbed the woman in self-defense. The victim is 5'3" and 117 pounds. While in jail, White assaulted another inmate, made multiple threats to detention officers, and destroyed county property. We're a month away from more than 400 Special Olympics athletes participating in regional games at College Station High School. Coordinator Randy Daniel says volunteers are being recruited not only for the track and field, tennis, and cycling events, but in other support roles.
Help time their events or help measure their events. You can help out with food and help distributing and putting that kind of thing together.
Registration information is online at sotx.org/springgames and look for the Heart of East Texas tab. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 39 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Here's a question for Texas cotton growers. You willing to give up $81 an acre? Well, that's what you'd be doing chasing some shiny trait instead of planting FiberMax. Doesn't make sense. Not when FiberMax keeps delivering high quality and high yield year after year. We're talking an average of $81 more per acre than the competition. Give that up? Now, why would any Texan want to do that? Talk to your favorite FiberMax retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes, and we'd like to thank you, the Brazos Valley, for voting us best home builder for the past 12 years. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, 810. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for over 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
High pressure covers the area this morning. We're off to a cool start, but it'll warm up as we head through this week. Lots of sunshine for today. Highs will be 65 to 70 this afternoon. We're clear overnight. Lows near 50. Mixture of clouds and sun. Breezy tomorrow. Highs 75 to 80. Clouding up tomorrow night. Breezy with lows of 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy. Maybe an afternoon shower Wednesday with highs of 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There we go. Okay. 8:11 out there. And this is kind of a neat story. Katie Humphrey, a full-time mom, full-time college student, full-time wife, when her babysitter canceled on her at the last minute, she knew the only option she had was to take her four-month-old daughter to class at Baylor. Katie's in the Marines and says she had a Marine reaction. I have to pull through somehow. Walked into class holding Millie, her baby, in the carrier, and took the first open seat. Her only hope being that Millie wouldn't disturb the class. Well, within the first 5 minutes, Millie got fussy. So the professor walked over, picked her up, and carried her back and went right on lecturing without missing a beat. Katie said he toted her around like a football, and she was content the whole time. That's a pretty cool
that
story.
That is.
Yeah, just so there. Massachusetts state troopers missed hundreds of baggies filled with heroin during their first search of a car that they had stopped along the interstate. While transporting the suspects, troopers allegedly heard one whisper to the other, "I don't think they got all the stuff in the car."
Oh.
Idiot. Idiot. So the detectives returned to the car in question, conducted a second search, and found the sealed Coca-Cola can that contained 200 baggies of heroin.
Goodness.
Wow.
Hey, Dave!
It's me, Dave!
Yeah, really.
There's heroin in the Coke.
Oh, man. All right, a woman in China who made an ATM withdrawal before a trip was left a few hundred short after maintenance workers accidentally left test notes in the machine.
Oh.
The woman said she received three of the paper notes while making a $1,500 withdrawal. So they have little test papers that they run through.
And
there,
you know, that going back to the bank and saying that's going to take days.
Oh, yeah.
To
rectify. Yeah. Without a doubt. Speaking of things that you wouldn't expect to find, a Goodwill store in Wisconsin evacuated over the weekend after employees found three grenades in a box of recently donated items. Local police kept the store cleared out until the police department's hazardous devices unit arrived on the scene, determined the grenades were inactive. Because the grenades were inoperable, police don't believe that the scare was intentional. They were getting stuff, they gathered it all up, and that's what they did. Thrill seekers were left hanging upside down at a Beijing theme park. 26 riders stuck for 18 minutes on Saturday when they were brought to safety. Theme park said in a statement that a bird had landed on a safety sensor, which activated the emergency procedure. There's a bird that landed on, like, a roller coaster track?
Is that... Yeah, it seems like you probably wouldn't want to just reopen that. Maybe make it so birds can't land there.
Would be my thought. The small town of Bogota in Romania on Saturday rejoiced in the unlikely surge of tourism interest after rapper Snoop Dogg mistakenly tagged the city on Instagram.
Oh.
Snoop posted a selfie on the photo sharing site after a recent show in Bogota, Colombia, but inadvertently had said that he was in Bogota, Romania, which has a population of 2,000. 2,000.
So Snoop Dogg in Bogota, what could he possibly be doing?
I don't know anything about Snoop Dogg that's good, so
I'm trying to figure out how Romania and Colombia have similarly named cities.
Yeah, that
they're spelled the same.
Okay, all right. I'm not sure. I don't know how that could work. If there's only 2,000 there, and don't you? Well, I don't know. I was going to say, was the Romanian city there first? Do we know?
I don't know.
Who knows?
If only there were a
Wikipedia.
Yeah, or if we care. In a textbook
I'm leaning
case
towards
of,
not so much.
Okay. In a textbook case of social media savvy, Romanian entrepreneurs quickly established English language website visitbogota.com to feature pictures of the rolling green hills and promised, in a touch of Snoop Dogg verse, the chillest weekend you can imagine. The town thanked Mr. Dogg on Facebook on Saturday and said that in Romania, Bogota means the rich one. So, there you are.
Mr. Dog, I like that.
Well, I know, they don't know him well enough to call him Snoop, right? So, why not call him Mr. Dog? All right, it's 8:16.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A blank check company run by billionaire investor Wilbur Ross has reached a deal to buy Texas-based Nexio Solutions Holdings, a distributor of plastic resins and chemicals, for about $1.6 billion. Nexio is currently owned by private equity firm TPG, which purchased the company for nearly $1 billion from specialty chemicals producer Ashland Incorporated in 2011. Drivers are getting some bad news when they fill up at the gas station. The average price of gas has jumped 17 cents over the past 2 weeks to $2.02 a gallon for regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the hike is due to growing demand for gasoline across the nation and higher crude oil prices. A federal judge has dismissed the bulk of criminal charges against FedEx in a case alleging it knowingly shipped illegal prescription drugs. On Wall Street, futures slightly lower after stocks closed higher on Friday. For the week last week, the Dow Industrial surged 389 points. That's Your Money Now.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy. So mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's Word. Please visit bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more. Like in the days of old, it seems that there is a famine in the land, not one of bread and water, but one of not knowing God's Word. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Tragically, most people take time for leisure, vacation, etc., but few pause to truly study God's inspired Word, the Bible. But they should. John chapter 12, verse 48 reads, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days." Yes, if Jesus, according to his New Testament, is going to judge us, then it seems we should all strive to know the book. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's word. Please visit bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more. Have a good day.
Where's
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW in the studio with Bill McGuire from the Better Business Bureau. How are you, Bill?
Doing great. How are you doing, Kevin?
Good. What are we covering today? What scams or what baddies are out there?
Well, I wanted to report to you that ASUS, has settled an FTC charge that insecure home routers and cloud services put consumers' privacy at risk.
Okay.
This just happened recently. Taiwan-based computer hardware maker ASUS Tech Computer has agreed to settle FTC charges that critical security flaws in its routers put the home networks of hundreds of thousands of consumers here in the U.S. at risk.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. So the complaint says there were the routers were insecure and had cloud services that led to compromise thousands of consumers' connected storage devices, exposing their sensitive personal information all over the Internet. The Internet of Things is growing by leaps and bounds with millions of consumers connecting smart devices to their home networks, said Jessica Rich, director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection. The routers play a key role in securing home networks, so it's critical that companies like ASUS put reasonable security in place to protect consumers and their personal information.
So what can consumers here in the Brazos Valley do right now since this has all come down?
Well, they need to watch out for stuff like this.
Okay.
You know, I think it comes down to, Kevin, you and I assume that these folks that make these products are putting security in there.
Yeah, they have our best interest at
right,
heart.
Right. And it just goes to show you that maybe not so much. And so you got to watch out. You got to do a little more research. And, you know, we're all a little lazy when that comes along.
Sure.
But, yes, you do need to do your research and make sure that you are protected. And here's what ended up happening. February 2014, hackers used readily available tools to locate vulnerable ASUS routers and exploited those security flaws. And they got in there and got a lot of information.
Sure.
And that's what ended up bringing down the hammer from the FTC. For more information on this and to make sure that you don't get burned, read those computer magazines and find out, and consumer reports, and find out what is the best thing for you to buy when you're looking for something like this.
And always check the BBB page.
Go to BBB.org or call us 979-260-2222.
Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
The National Parks Photography Project exhibit, currently at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, celebrates the important role that the photographic image has played in the history and creation of our national parks. The core of this exhibit is the timeless black and white photography of American photographer Mark Burns. A portion of this exhibit will also pay tribute to early painters and photographers. The National Parks exhibit will be on display at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum until March 21st. For additional information, log on to bush41.org.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Molly Maid is the most trusted name in America for residential home cleaning. With their satisfaction guarantee, you can trust Molly Maid to clean your home professionally. One call to the cleaning pros takes care of all your house cleaning needs so you can enjoy everything spring has to offer. And Molly Maid gift certificates will make the special someone in your life very grateful. Call Molly Maid today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700 or on the web at mollymaid.com. Molly Maid, a clean you can trust.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Aggie basketball is headed for the Sweet 16. The Aggies last night in Oklahoma City at the Chesapeake Arena came back from a deficit by as many as 16 points to defeat the University of Northern Iowa. Final score 92-88. It went double overtime. A&M, with as little as 33 seconds left in regulation, was down by 10. Got a steal with 2 seconds to go by Admon Gilder. Laid it up, tied the game at 71. And they went OT, 12-12 in the first overtime period. The Aggies outscored the Panthers 9-5 in the second overtime period. So 92-88 was a school record 28th win of the season for Texas A&M. Aggies now will be playing Oklahoma Thursday in the Sweet 16 in Anaheim. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
What projects are on your spring list? New fence, new landscaping, trimming trees? Let Sioux Falls Prater Equipment help you get ready. Batteries for your equipment, still handheld products, pressure washers, lawnmowers, compact tractors, they have it all. Don't let this spring sneak up on you unprepared. Stop by and visit their friendly parts reps to find out how you can save, like up to $15 off Strongbox batteries and more for a limited time only. Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealer. Affordable, dependable, and reliable. CPTractor.com.
Well, of course, spring arrived over the weekend, so, I mean, we've already kind of been moving in that direction anyhow, even though it officially happened. But what that means, of course, is that there are all sorts of critters are going to be up and moving around and looking to find a good place to be, and quite often your home is where they want to be. As the rain falls or the temperatures warm up, whatever it is, it's bugs, it's ants, it's roaches, it's spiders, it could be varmints of any kind. Doesn't matter what that is, you can bet that ABC Home and Commercial Services can be there to help you out. So you got two choices. You can go to the grocery store or something and get some stuff and spray away and hope it works, or you can call professionals. Right here in the Brazos Valley, ABC Home and Commercial Services has been an institution treating homes for over 60 years. They will design a program for your home after they hear what you've got to say, and then they have a look around. They'll close up any openings that might be there where critters are getting in, and then they'll take care of the ones that are in your house right now. So let the professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services set up an opportunity to use their service to not only treat your home and the lawn around it, but also set up regularly scheduled visits to come back in and make sure that whatever those pests are, they don't show up at all. Bobby Jenkins, class of 81 at ABC Home and Commercial Services. They're specialists for your environment. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's Word. Please visit bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more. Like in the days of old, it seems that there is a famine in the land, not one of bread and water, but one of not knowing God's Word. Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. Tragically, most people take time for leisure, vacation, etc., but few pause to truly study God's inspired word, the Bible. But they should. John chapter 12, verse 48 reads, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days." Yes, if Jesus, according to his New Testament, is going to judge us, then it seems we should all strive to know the book. Come join us at BCS Church of Christ as we strive to study and follow God's word. Please visit bcschurchofchrist.com to learn more. Have a good day.
Kim Commando, and today's the day for loyal Apple fans worldwide. The tech world is focused on Apple's headquarters in Cupertino, California, where their annual spring product announcement will get underway at 10 a.m. Pacific time. All evidence points to the unveiling of a smaller 4-inch iPhone and a new iPad. While the large-screen iPhone has been a success, it's not for everyone. And the large phones have set off what Apple believes to be a demand for a small-screen, pocket-friendly iPhone. So we're expecting today's new phone to be called the iPhone SE, an enhanced version of the iPhone 5S, and even smaller than the original iPhone, introduced 9 years ago. Now, there are conflicting forecasts about a brand new iPad, but the inside scoop seems to be that it's going to be slightly smaller than the giant new iPad Pro, with a 9.5-inch screen, thinner and cheaper than the current production iPad Mini 2. Apple will stream the event, and we'll keep you updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this, cartridge-free printing. Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to epson.com/ecotank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you. WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 42 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Nearly $500,000 of improvements at the home field of Brazos Valley Bombers baseball will be considered by the Bryan City Council tomorrow. The proposal calls for the Bombers to reimburse the city $139,000, or 30% of the cost, over a five-year period. Last month, Bombers owner Uri Gava said this would be the city's first cash investment since new restrooms and a parking lot were added in 2008.
The Bombers have put in a lot over these 10 years, an investment of almost $1 million.
Gava also brought up the Bombers were 15th in the country in summer collegiate baseball attendance per game and for the season last year.
And again, like every year, over 150 baseball games were played there at Travis Field, Selicor Field, and those games are not just Bombers baseballs. Games. We Bombers season is 30 games plus playoffs, so the last few seasons we've been playing 30 something games. So last year we had 33 total home games, and then still over 100 other baseball games happening at Travis Field.
The council is being asked to use unbudgeted general funds and or hotel occupancy tax money for the improvements, which includes new bleachers, replacing outfield light bulbs and the outfield fence, and getting a new infield, irrigation system, and video scoreboard. The College Station School Board is ready to purchase more land for future construction.
A $2.3 million contract is part of tomorrow night's meeting agenda. The location of 41 acres is on Sebesta Road, which is east of the freeway and west of Foxfire. Purchase price includes $80,000 for the demolition and removal of an abandoned house, a detached garage, two previously demolished barns, and two private water wells. Another contract up for a vote tomorrow night is another piece of the bond issue approved by voters last November. Renovations and additions at Oakwood Intermediate and Consolidated Middle Schools, along with furnishings and equipment, will match the $5.5 million overall project cost. During the board workshop, CSISD administrators could receive direction on forming a committee that will consider the next round of redrawing attendance zones, and a date could be set for the next management oversight meeting to discuss future construction. Tomorrow's College Station board meeting starts at 7, following the workshop that begins at 5. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Not only is this the time of year for March Madness, A&M spring football, and baseball, more than 400 Special Olympics athletes are preparing to come to College Station next month for track and field, tennis, and cycling.
Range from ages 8 and up, all the way into the 70s, 80s, and sometimes even 90s.
Randy Daniel, who is one of the coordinators and coaches for the spring games, says volunteers are needed for the events and other support roles.
You can be a fan in the stands and just cheer on the athletes. There are ways to
help out with being kind of behind the scenes. You do not have to even have any kind of experience in sports to be a volunteer. We are glad and excited to take anyone who has a willing heart and working hands.
Registration information is online at sotx.org/springgames. Look for the Heart of East Texas tab. A month after Brazos County District Court jury did not buy the claim of a 6'4", 300-pound man who struck and stabbed an ex-girlfriend who was 5'3" and 117 pounds in self-defense, a visiting judge decided punishment. 31-year-old Ronald White of Bryan could have received life in prison. He sought 30 years, and the prosecution asked for 50. The judge split the difference and ordered 40 years, which won't start until after White finishes a 15-year term for burglarizing a home 7 years ago. The attack in July 2014 left the victim with a broken eye socket and a cut on her hand. The district attorney's office noted since White's arrest, he has threatened multiple jail officers, assaulted another inmate, and destroyed county property. And prosecutors also brought up White served two prior 15-year prison terms for burglaries. A judge has ruled that the family of Sandra Bland will get to see investigation reports from the Texas Rangers.
Bland was found dead in a Waller County jail cell 3 days after she was pulled over last July for not using her turn signal. Trooper Brian Insignia lost his job after he was charged with perjury in the case. Attorney Cannon Lambert in Chicago says the family has wanted to see exactly what the investigation showed for quite some time.
To that extent, I think they're more encouraged. It's no victory because ultimately justice looks very different than just being able to see what an investigation reveals.
The family is suing the ex-trooper plus Waller County and jail staffers. The trial is set for next January. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
College Station Animal Control is looking for a dog that bit a jogger in Central Park. The man said he was running Thursday night around 7 when he passed an Hispanic woman who had her dog on a leash. The dog jumped on the man and bit him on the leg, and the woman and dog fled the scene. The dog was described as medium size and yellow in color. Anyone with information is asked to contact College Station Police so the dog can be observed to rule out possible rabies exposure. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 43 degrees. You can text your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Awards and More. We'll have more local news coming up today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Happy New Year from Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Good morning. It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure covers the area this morning. We're off to a cool start, but it'll warm up as we head through this week. Lots of sunshine for today. Highs will be 65 to 70 this afternoon. We're clear overnight. Lows near 50. Mixture of clouds and sun. Breezy tomorrow. Highs 75 to 80. Clouding up tomorrow night. Breezy with lows of 60 to 65. Cloudy and breezy, maybe an afternoon shower Wednesday, with highs of 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 838. Submitted for your consideration. The boss is the boss. A Bruce Springsteen concert is like no other concert, because he'll take requests. People yell out songs, and they'll do them. Which is pretty amazing.
Yes.
Never know exactly what they're going to play. A matter of fact, Bruce does more than answer the requests for songs. When fourth grader Zabby Glavosky and his dad, Scott, attended a sold-out show in Los Angeles on Tuesday, they caught Springsteen's eye with a homemade sign that said, "Bruce, I'll be late to school tomorrow. Please write me a note. After the show, Springsteen invited the pair backstage where they posted photos. He scribbled a note that said, "Dear Miss Jackson, Zabby's been out very late rocking and rolling. Please excuse him if he's tardy." Signed, Bruce Springsteen.
That is the coolest thing ever.
That just, again. And because he had that, it says he woke up about 10:45 the next morning. Oh, he is something.
And at that point, the teacher goes, "If I can keep the note, you can be late."
Yeah, Springsteen. Yeah. All right, so you heard Kim Komando. Today is the day that Apple holds their first event of the year, introducing new products, a rumored 4-inch iPhone SE, which will have iPhone 6 insides. The phone reportedly the same size as the Model 4S, smaller than the models which have been pushed out in the last several years, reportedly with a lower price as well, despite having some of the latest memory chips and bigger camera. Well, two good things there. In this day and time, and especially if you are of the Apple, and there are many people out there who are, you just expect that those new adopters are going to have to pay a higher price. But if they're going to do a smaller product, kind of neat that they're going to lower the price. Don't know by how much.
I'd like to see it, because I was able to play with the Galaxy S7, Samsung's phone. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah?
That's a fun phone.
Okay, why?
The Galaxy Edge. Well, I guess they had the brightness turned all the way up, which once you have your phone and own it and you're responsible for the battery, you turn that down.
Right.
It looked beautiful. It was quick. I don't know. I liked it.
Well, what's the size, though? See, and I think that's...
Big.
See, and I think that's what they have to start getting a feel for, is where do we go with that?
Yeah.
And... Because they tried, the smaller pads have worked in some things and some not. I happen to have one for my business because that way I can take credit cards,
Mm-hmm.
And that, from that standpoint, that's fine. But that's sitting on a desk in an office. That's not nearly the same as carrying it around and doing stuff or wanting to follow the basketball game or do those sorts of things. So I appreciate the fact that they're looking at, again, end-user circumstance, which is really important. Quit getting bigger, get faster, get better with some features, but your portability is going to become something that you have to think
about. Well, the low-light camera was a big selling point, too. I like to take pictures in troublesome situations.
Yeah, well, and again, there's some things, like yesterday I was trying to take a picture of an area that was part in shade, part in sun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very difficult to do.
Well, that's just a problem of photography in general.
Yeah. Who are you talking about? Me? You talking to me?
What?
Yeah. No, I know. Exactly. That is. And there's not any way that you can do that.
The dynamic range of the scene.
Exactly. Our eyes can make that adjustment, mm-hmm. but the camera's not necessarily able to do that. But, there you are. Okay, so I don't know if you heard or not, but the president of U.S. America went to Cuba.
Yep.
Which again brings us to logistical overview. When the president leaves the White House, he travels within this ginormous, ever-secure bubble. Whether he is in his armor-plated limousine, called the Beast, or flying on Air Force One, or sleeping in 600 to 800 hotel rooms that are required for each stop. The president's roadshow includes a caravan of White House staff, State Department officials, Secret Service agents, communication techs, crews for the Air Force One and Marine One, Defense Department staff, and, of course, the media. A big foreign trip typically includes up to 800 people, among them 30 White House staffers, more than 100 members of the Secret Service, and 150 reps of the media and television correspondents who go around there. They actually transport two planes, of course, Air Force One for the president and his staff, the Secret Service agents, and a small pool of reporters that are in the back, and the White House press charter, usually a 747, for the rest of the media. Reporters are rotated in and out of the 14 seats on Air Force One, but on either plane, media organizations pay dearly for the seats, typically the price of first-class airfare and more. The entourage is accompanied by cargo planes that transport the limo, and a spare, plus the Marine One. The nucleus of the bubble, referred to within the White House as the package consists of the president, his senior staff, the Secret Service detail specifically assigned to him, and a small pool of reporters. So, and they're all in Cuba and got rained on yesterday, huh? Okay. So not everybody can afford a brand new BMW.
Nope.
Case in point, one Nicholas Jackson, age 36, reportedly showed up at the BMW dealership in Pompano Beach, Florida, with very little money. Police say that really didn't stop Nicholas. He tried to pay for the car with his food stamp card.
Oh, okay.
Well, when that didn't work, whipped out a credit card, which was also declined. So Nicholas left the dealership empty-handed. Coincidentally.
Put it on my tab.
Yeah. The same BMW that Mr. Jackson was looking at was missing when employees came to work the next day. Also missing were 60 sets of car keys. Well, they found their vehicle.
60?
60.
One of them had to work.
Yeah, that's right. I'll just grab all these and we'll try. The police did find the vehicle and Nicholas, 70 miles north where the Beamer was reportedly out of gas. Jackson charged with grand theft auto. And I'm guessing that they're checking over the security system at the BMW dealership in Pompano Beach.
Maybe so.
Maybe making some changes there. Latest DVR ratings are out. That's from people who watch TV later in the week on demand or tape it to watch later. Two of the biggest shows are FX's The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story, which more than doubled its ratings, and AMC's Better Call Saul. Other shows that did well with the DVR viewers, ABC's Quantico and How to Get Away with Murder, as well as NBC's Shades of Blue starring Jennifer Lopez. History Channel's Vikings also had a 97% increase, and Bravo's reality show The Real Wives of Beverly Hills also nearly doubled.
How many days out does it still count for the ratings, or do we know?
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't happen.
Because I remember there's some, like, within 48 hours of the airing or something, yeah. It counts, but I don't remember.
Why would anybody watch a second episode of The Real Wives of Beverly Hills? Can you tell me that? I mean, I don't know. I've never watched a second of it, but I can't imagine after you've seen the first one. I think you pretty well know the story, don't you? Maybe, I guess there could be extensive character development that I'm not aware of that could cause that to be a really riveting
show. I bet that's
show.
It.
You think that's
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I just got put onto a show. I found this show about, I don't know, a month ago, and I didn't see all of it, so I didn't know what the show was called, but I finally figured out what the show is. It's called Raising Hope. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's on FXX. Okay. Martha Plimpton and somebody else. It's kind of like, what was the show with Michael J. Fox when he was a kid, you know, growing up?
Oh,
what was
man.
That called?
Family Ties?
Family Ties.
Okay. Didn't know if that was the one.
And that's kind of what this is like, is that they have a son who's far more responsible than they are. I guess those parents were responsible. It's just the politics ran against the grain. But this is the mom and dad are basically ne'er-do-wells, okay? He runs a, I don't know, kind of pool cleaning company and yard service that, you know, keeps all the chemicals in his kitchen. Martha Plimpton plays his wife. She cleans homes. They live with their grandmother, played by Cloris Leachman, okay, just saying, who smokes.
Yeah.
And that's the only place they can be. And this son has a one-night stand with a serial killer and ends up being the father of the child.
Wow!
Okay, so that's how it starts.
This is seriously twisted.
It is. Yeah, it's, anyway, it's kind of like Duck Dynasty. And they take you along for 24 minutes, and then the last 2 minutes they give you a little nugget, you know, that for some reason says, oh, it's okay to have watched this.
The after-school special?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a little moral to the they tell a kind of an interesting story.
You got something on your mind, Billy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dad.
Yeah. So that's it. Anyway, it's Netflix if you want to watch the first. It's been on for 4 seasons. I found that out from looking at it on Netflix, but it's Raising Hope. It's a little different. There's not any doubt. And I found it to be entertaining, Not saying it's anything you sit down and watch with your family, but... You know,
delightfully tacky, as it were.
Something like that.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
Well, it's time to get up on stage and talk a little theater and what's happening. Who's taking a curtain call, an extra bow on our local stages? Let's start with the theater company over behind the Tejas Center. And coming up in April is Bye Bye Birdie. Now, that's a classic. It starts April the 15th, runs for 3 weekends, ending on May the 1st. Shows are on Friday and Saturday at 7, Saturday and Sunday at 2. That's 4 shows a weekend. It's all at their theater back behind the Tejas Center. Go to theatercompany.com for more information there. Shrek the Musical is on the Troupe stage for 2 weekends starting April the 15th. The shows are on Friday at 7:30, Saturday and Sunday at 3, with the last show April the 24th. Go to bvtroupe, that's troupe with an e.com. Stage Center in downtown Bryan has 3 weekends of Daddy's Dying, Who's Got the Will? Rated PG, it's at 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, starting April the 7th. The last show is Saturday, April the 13th. They're at 201 West 26th Street, right there in downtown Bryan, and their website is stagecenter.net. Navasota Theater Alliance will start Cactus Flower, a comedy by Abe Burrows, at the end of the month, April the 28th. It'll run for 3 weekends, ending on May the 15th. That's 4 shows per weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows at 7. Sunday, there's a matinee at 2. And they've got a dinner theater on the second Saturday of each run, so that'll be May the 7th for this one. They're at 104 West Washington. They're in Navasota. And you can see more at navasotatheater.org. Jerry Finnegan's Sister is the fair at Unity Theater in Brenham. Starts April the 7th, runs just 2 weekends, but 8 shows in total, part of their studio series. Thursdays at 7:30, Fridays and Saturdays at 8, and Sunday at 4. They're at 300 Church Street right there in Brenham. They got a great website. It's unitybrenham.org. MSC Opus may be through with their main stage shows, but not really. Now, they've got The Gloaming. That's a part of the Intimate Gathering series. That'll be next Tuesday the 29th at 7:30 at Rudder Theater. And then the next night, it's Cirque Mechanics Pedal Punk, part of the Opus Family Series. That'll be at 7. That's on March the 30th. Opus Junior has Miss Nelson is Missing. That's on Sunday, April the 3rd. 2 shows at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And, of course, the special. We've been waiting for this one, April the 26th. You still got time to get tickets, but get them now at 7:30. The Great Tony Bennett in Concert, April the 26th. Go to the Opus website, mscopus.org. That's what's coming up. It's a busy April on our stages. There's a lot of great talent, both amateur and professional, in this town, and you need to go out and watch them. It's a Bravo Brazos Valley every time. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Acton Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Happy New Year from Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, bringing you your 2015 housing market update. Average sales price, $215,000, up 6%. Average days on the market, 65 days from 125. Currently, we have 75 days of inventory available. Call us, Agtown Realtors, for a free market evaluation, 979-846-8400. Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, the trusted source of innovative real estate solutions, creating exceptional experiences for all we serve.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself? Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's Healthier Living Installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Good morning, about 5 minutes till the Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Animated movie Zootopia spent a third weekend in first place at the box office, raking in another $38 million. As expected, the debut of the Divergent sequel called Allegiant scored second. But no threat for taking over number one. Miracles from Heaven, the faith-based movie, came in third. If you missed it, Pee-wee Herman's latest movie called Pee-wee's Biggest Holiday is available on Netflix now. Had a premiere at South by Southwest last week and started its availability on Netflix on Friday. 90-minute movie. Pee-wee has a road trip outside his home of Fairville. And he meets Joe Manganiello.
Brown.
Whoever it is. Who happens to be riding a hog. There's a bank robbery, a big trip to the Big Apple, farmer and his near dozen daughters, and a bus full of traveling hairstylists.
Near
as well.
Dozen daughters?
I don't know. Just saying.
That sounds like a joke.
I know. It's it. Just that's all I can tell you. Okay. An athlete from Australia is on course to finish running over 1,000 miles across 7 deserts on 7 continents.
On purpose?
Yeah. It's a water conservationist named Minna Gooley. Arrives at her final destination in Nevada. She will run for 7 weeks through the deserts in Jordan, Spain, Australia, South Africa, Chile, and the United States. Run an average of 150 miles per continent, equivalent of 40 marathons, doing it to raise awareness of the worldwide water shortage out there.
Well, not quite as far, but Eddie Izzard just completed 27 marathons
in 27 days.
How old is he now?
54.
Wow.
27 years that Nelson Mandela was in prison.
And did not, however, wear drag.
Oh. Yeah. Good.
He did not. Yeah, makeup runs into your eyes.
Yeah, I was wearing tennies, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. A group of Starbucks customers in Northern California have, I guess, taken a page from the Subway customers. The suit alleges that the chain's standard recipe for lattes deprives customers of the promised drink amount.
Oh, so it's not a foot long.
Well, in other words, customers are allegedly receiving less than 12 ounces in their tall latte, less than 16 ounces in their grande, and less than...
Grande. All righty then.
And less than 20 ounces in their venti. So.
Stop it. Just stop it.
There was a woman who walked up to the counter at Starbucks and said, "Ma'am, I was in the bathroom and I saw a large rat." She said, "Excuse me, what?" She said, "A large rat." She said, "What? A venti rat." We can tell invisible jokes if you want.
That's right. We could do that. The lawsuit alleges that Starbucks has been cheating customers out of these full-size lattes since 2009. Ooh, that's a lot of money. The suit claims the alleged deception has been deliberate and is designed to offset the high cost of milk.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what? They charge $9 for a scone. I don't think they're worried about the price of milk, but just saying. Church in England has been fined $12,000 for being too loud.
With their bells?
Local officials said the Kingdom's Church, which is an anti-witchcraft sermon at 3 in the morning, have been creating a disturbance in the neighborhood.
That dang anti-witchcraft stuff.
Man, at 3 in the morning, too. Anyway, the church holds their miracle service weekly, aimed at training the congregation on being wise to the wiles of the devil. Officials have ordered them to take take it down a notch as far as the volume is concerned and quit doing that other stuff, or there's going to be an antisocial behavior citation against him. Okay, and the Pope joined Instagram. His first message was, pray for me. Okay, sounds all right. Man in Toronto kidnapped a city bus in order to go to the coffee shop.
Kidnapped the bus?
Yeah, that's what it says. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hijacked the bus.
Maybe so.
And maybe kidnapped the people that were in it. Is that probably
yeah,
fair?
Maybe so.
Anyway, and he was still in the coffee shop sipping coffee when the police showed up. Mexico's suffering.
Would
a
that be a venti bus?
Yeah, it'd be a venti bus. It would. Mexico's suffering its worst smog in 11 years. How would you know?
Yeah. Man.
All right, let me see. On this date in history. 1948, renamed the Telecaster in 1950.
Fender?
Fender's guitar became the mainstay of both country and rock musicians. 1948.
Wow.
1977, Mrs. James Duck of Memphis became the world's fastest mom